Harper Audio presents The 22 Immutable Laws of Branding, written by Al and Laura Reese. Read by Al and Laura Reese.
What is a brand? The essence of the marketing process is building a brand in the minds of consumers. But what, you may ask, is a brand? Some managers believe that brands possess unique identities and qualities, separate and distinct from their company or product names. They made their name into a brand, said one analyst about a company's successful marketing program. But what does this statement mean? In truth, nothing. On paper, there is no difference between a company or product name and a brand name. Obviously, marketing people have all sorts of definitions for company names, division names, brand names, and model names, not to mention sub-brands, mega-brands, flanker brands, and other esoteric variations of the branding process. When you look inside the mind of the prospect, however, all of these variations disappear. A brand name is nothing more than a word in the mind, albeit a special kind of word. A brand name is a noun, a proper noun, which, like all proper nouns, is usually spelled with a capital letter. Any and every proper noun is a brand, whether or not it's owned by an individual, a corporation, or a community. Patagonia is a brand name for a clothing line, but it's also a brand name for the tourist industries of Argentina and Chile, interested in promoting travel to this pristine and beautiful place. Brands are not limited to the 1,200,000 trademarks registered with the U.S. government, nor the additional millions of names and logotypes registered with other countries around the world. Any proper noun is a brand. You are a brand. And if you want to be truly successful in life, you should consider yourself a brand and act accordingly. The power of a brand lies in its ability to influence purchasing behavior. But a brand name on a package is not the same thing as a brand name in a mind. The customer who stops at a 7-Eleven to pick up a loaf of bread and a quart of milk usually ends up purchasing two branded products. Yet there might be little or no brand preference in the buyer's mind. Yet the same customer might also buy a six-pack of beer and a carton of cigarettes. Chances are high that the customer will search out a particular brand of beer and a particular brand of cigarettes to buy. Conventional wisdom suggests that beer and cigarettes are different from bread and milk. Beer and cigarettes are brand buys. Bread and milk are commodity purchases. If there ever was a commodity category, it's H2O, otherwise known as water. Since almost every person in America has access to good, clean water out of the tap, there's no need to buy water from a store, but many people do. Evian is such a powerful brand that the last time we bought 1.5 liters, we paid $1.69. That same day, on a per-liter basis, Evian was selling for 20% more than Budweiser, 40% more than Borden's Milk, and 80% more than Coca-Cola. That's the power of branding. The Law of Expansion. Chevrolet is a large, small, cheap, expensive car or truck. When you put your brand name on everything, that name loses its power. Chevrolet used to be the best-selling automobile brand in America. No longer. Today, Ford is the leader. Ford and Chevrolet, once very powerful brands, are burning out, slowly heading for the scrap heap. Chevrolet has 10 separate car models. Ford has 8. That's one reason Ford outsells Chevrolet. The power of a brand is inversely proportional to its scope. Why does Chevrolet market all those models? Because it wants to sell more cars. And in the short term, it does. But in the long term, it undermines its brand name in the mind of the consumer. Short term versus long term. Do you broaden the line in order to increase sales in the short term? Or do you keep a narrow line in order to build the brand in the mind and increase sales in the future? Do you build the brand today in order to move merchandise tomorrow?